Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, and especially, and this sounds strange, but it is true, if you are listening to Devil Radio on the AM receiving, 1580, not FM, but AM, not 92.7, but 1580 AM, an AM radio signal is affected by darkness, believe it or not. As we get shorter days, the reach of the signal diminishes. You're going to get a better signal, and you're going to listen to it by downloading the app. So if you're listening to it on the AM, 1580, download the app. And I'll tell you what, take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put that up because of you. Thank you for asking for it. You know there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts every day going around the state, standing up for Trump, the big lie, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio is alone as the strongest voice against that. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for being so patient, Dick. We had an awful lot of callers. Dick of Madison, what's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, to John McCain, three things. I actually considered him for a short time because at the time Obama's resume was pretty thin. But two things happened. When he closed the campaign for a couple of days when the financial markets were melting down, I went, no, that's not right. And the other thing was his choice of vice president. But to his daughter, I would think another person you'd put on the list of don't show up would be a supposed friend of the family, Lindsey Graham. To
right.
me, the man is just as despicable as Donald Trump himself. And I just don't understand how anybody in the McCain family could have anything but disdain for him.
You know, that is an excellent point. And for those of you out there who don't know it, Lindsey Graham was a very close friend of John McCain. And he stood up for McCain against Trump initially because he didn't think Trump could win the presidency. And Lindsey Graham would say that Trump is a xenophobic, bigoted, incompetent. You know, there's a, go on YouTube, Google it, go on YouTube, and you'll see what he said. It's very hard stuff. But then Lindsey Graham is an opportunist and he is a traitor. So what he ended up doing was stabbing John McCain and going over to Trump. Then when January 6th came along, he stabbed Trump. He said, well, Trump is toast, no more in the party. Relieved to be hold of him, relieved to get rid of him. And then when it looked like the polls favored Trump, which they do now, he's sucking back up to Trump. And Trump knows he's sort of a Judas, sort of a whore, but Trump, he's useful to Trump. Trump's useful to him because he couldn't get elected in South Carolina if it weren't for his association with Trump. So there you have it. And what Dick of Madison is saying is exactly right. When McCain ran against Obama, you basically had two good men running. You really did. And what killed McCain was when, remember, all the investment banks started to go bankrupt. And by the middle of October, it looked like our economy had fall apart. 3 weeks before the election, and that put Obama over the top. But McCain was a good man. Of course, obviously, picking Sarah Palin as VP, this isn't widely known, but, you know, he'd only spent like an hour or two with her. You know, it was very crass. They said, well, the Democrats are nominating a woman. They thought a woman, Hillary Clinton. And then when it was Obama, they thought, well, we'll put a woman in as VP and get people angry and think of Hillary Clinton. Well, Sarah Palin ain't any Hillary Clinton, believe me. And so as a result, she's the one who said, I can see Russia from my house. She's crazy on a $3 bill. He made a big mistake, but he's the one that saved Obamacare. He was the one Republican who voted with the Democrats to keep it and to stop it, the repeal of it. And Dick of Madison, excellent comments. Thank you very much for calling in. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. As usual, you got a great show. Talking about those people in general, as Hillary referred to them as the deplorables, which they are, and now members of the crime family, and soon to possibly be convicted terrorists. We have to lock arms. The Democrats have to lock arms with the part of the Republican Party that's on line to get rid of these guys. And we both know, I don't think this is a secret. They are the minority. We can say that with complete conviction. Here's another thing. Fox is desperately trying to talk about the Democrats and chaos and Biden's famous plan. They're doing this because they're trying to tread water. They're trying to distract from their listeners the reality of it. I have a number of their listeners that call me or talk to me and send me emails, and I send them emails back. When I face them with facts, they go silent. They have no rebuttal. We have to maintain that. And thanks to 1510 educating a lot of people on politics, how democracy really works, if we don't stand tall this year and with the midterms coming up, we're finished. Because this crime family has really set itself up in our government. And if we don't prove it to people through facts, which they can't deny, we're in trouble. So thanks again for getting the word out. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You know, that's an excellent point. And let me just boil it down a little bit. If you take a look at this country right now, and you take all the Democrats from the progressives over to the so-called mainstream Democrats, and you add the Lincoln Project Republicans, Never Trumpers, people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, you know, there are plenty of differences of opinion on issues, but that's true in both parties and within both parties from the beginning of the Republic and when they were first formed. And the truth of the matter is that there is not a majority consensus for Trump. But what can happen is he could sneak into the Republican nomination because something like 70% of the Republicans, when they're polled, they go, yeah, okay, we think he should run. He should be our guy. Not giving a lot of thought, because the only time he's in the press is when he's sort of self-promoting. He has no policy authority right now. And you're always mad about the incumbent. Let me tell you something. I told you this before. Since the beginning, this thing was polled right after Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt. For every president, about 30% of the people want him impeached. They want him dragged out in the hell of democracy. That was true of Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, all of them. There are 30% of the country who would throw our democracy down the drain and just say, just drag him out, throw him out, he's no good, even though they won the elections. 30%. So the fact of the matter is that now everybody goes, oh, well, say 40% of the people are still with Trump. All that says is the 30% who always hate any incumbent, and a few more because he was their nominee and their president last time. So I'm not worried about. What I am worried about is the failure of us to coalesce as a country in what I would call a decent majority. A decent majority of people who are going to differ on a lot of issues. But the fact of the matter is they believe in democracy. They believe in not turning our foreign policy over to Vladimir Putin and destroying NATO and the EU. They believe in a strong Pacific alliance against China and not trashing our Pacific allies. You know, they believe in a country where the president isn't kind of racially taunting people. You cannot have capitalism without democracy. Countries that are not democratic are not capitalist. China is a communist country. That isn't capitalism over there. They're starting to rein in and even jail executives in their larger companies because they're afraid that they'll get some broad popularity that'll somehow subvert the Communist Party over there. You can't have that. You can't have a controlled economy, which is what you always have in a communist country or an organized crime country like Russia used to be a communist country or a jihadist country that has religious Islamic government. You can't have capitalism. You can only have capitalism in a democracy. And our democracy has what is described as enlightened capitalism. It's not dog-eat-dog capitalism. We have Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, SSI disability, unemployment comp, worker compensation, child labor laws, you have some basic ground rules. And for people to lightly trash this on the right and the left, but on the right especially, with the insurrection, and you have congressmen in the Republican Party and their staffers planning the insurrection, promising blanket pardons from Trump. They said that they had talked to Trump about it. That is a threat against our country, just the same as a communist threat or a jihadist threat or an organized crime threat. And that we've got to stand up to, and we need allies, and the overall majority of this country are our allies. Well, one piece of good news, Dane County judge just blocked the wolf hunt with an injunction. Blocked the wolf hunt this fall. The crooked wolf hunt, let me tell you something, that Fred Prynne, he loves forever chemicals. He loves killing wolves. Wolfman, Wolfman Jack. When I was a kid, there was a movie called I Was a Teenage Werewolf. He's a DNR werewolf. He's illegitimate. His term ended May 1. Evers put somebody else in, put him in, get him out of there. The judge pointed out, he said, look, the DNR has failed for 9 years to implement permanent rules for the wolf hunt. That violates state law. That violates state law. And so if they do put in these rules, legislature Voss may or may not pass them, then Evers will look at them. But we're not having any wolf hunt. They slaughtered pregnant wolves back in February. It wasn't supposed to be a wolf hunt. Judge ordered it because some hunting clubs from Texas and everywhere wanted to come to Wisconsin and kill our wolves. There should be a wolf hunt that is managed, but the way to handle it right now is to have wolves restored as endangered species by the federal government. That puts the end to it until we get a rational system of management control, wildlife management control in the DNR. And you won't have it with Fred Prynne, illegitimate, still in there, term expired, stopping the right regulations for forever chemicals and wolf hunts. And you have to have a judge do it. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.